Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to the channel once again. In this, I'm commenting on the prospects of Reform United Kingdom in this forthcoming general election, like 2.5 weeks to go. So Thursday, the 4th of July, is polling day. Don't forget to vote from 7 in the morning till, is it 10 at night, 9 at night, or postal vote, all right, up to 2 weeks early. But anyway, this insurgent party, Reform UK, seems to be on a roll. They've gained a few percentage points since the campaign. I know that people say that campaigns make no difference, but you know, you look at the Labour Party way back in 2017, well, it was like 20% of the polls at the beginning of the campaign, and then the actual ballot got 40%. So it was staggering growth in their vote from a magnificent campaign. And the Conservatives have really had the complete opposite of that, a shambolic campaign proving Murphy's Law. Everything that could go wrong has gone wrong, just about. So if I didn't know better, I think, is Sunak actually trying to destroy the Conservative Party? Is he some sort of Labour double agent? But I don't think so. So Reform UK are laughing all the way to the polling station. But I'm saying how they're not going to break through, that they'll get four MPs at most, may well get none. Now, they're a bit above where UKIP was, if we cast our minds back to 2015. So the opinion polls showing Reform UK on 19%, so which is staggering, considering they've never won a seat in any Westminster election, you know, general election, or indeed even a by-election, despite having had many candidates in the past few years. I said the Brexit Party wouldn't survive 3 years past Brexit. In a sense, that's correct, because they no longer call the Brexit Party. They've rechristened themselves Reform United Kingdom. But because the first past the post system is very, very difficult to break through. You know, you look at the Liberal Democrats last time with 11.5% of the vote and only 11 seats. Now, Reform UK is somewhere above that, but is very evenly distributed, which is a problem because you need geographical concentration. And all right, they'll do a bit better than some of those left behind constituencies on the eastern coast of England, which have got particularly less educated, older white voters, places where Brexit played very well indeed. So that's what they've got to ruthlessly target them, saying, oh, we want to get some old Labour voters, working class people without degrees, who feel frustrated. But that's largely not working because they're mostly returning to the Labour fold, those people, because they're horrified about the parlous condition of the National Health Service and so forth, cost of living crisis. Want Labour, as Boris Johnson said, those traditional Labour voters, they lent their votes to the Conservative Party for an election to get Brexit done. Well, it's happened. But some people are voting Reform UK because they feel that Brexit hasn't properly happened. And that there was this trade agreement with the European Union. They think the UK should have left and traded on the basis of World Trade Organization rules and so forth. Should have been no alimony paid to the European Union. The immigration hasn't come down, it's gone up. But there's no been firm action to stop illegal immigration and so forth. The crime has risen. Conservative Party has failed in all the things it's supposed to be best at. Because the first past the post system, it doesn't really matter how many votes you get. It means where you get them. So it's whoever gets the most votes in each constituency wins. It might seem very, very simple, but that's how you can get more votes than a party and fewer seats, or vice versa. So it does seem illogical and very unfair. It reminds me of the 1983 election to some extent, when the Social Democratic Party Liberal Alliance, what a mouthful, the Alliance, we usually say, the Alliance was only just behind Labour. So Labour getting 27% of the popular vote, the Alliance getting 25% of the popular vote. And yet Labour got 209 seats with 27% of the vote, whereas the Alliance got only 23 seats with 25% of the vote. Think about that. They didn't even get one constituency for every percentage point of the vote because their votes were not efficiently distributed. Now, Reform UK, even at its best showing in any opinion poll, is significantly below where the Alliance was in 1983. Bear in mind, the Alliance grew out of an established party, the Liberal Party, which had been the third party and had presence in Parliament under that label, Liberal Party, since the 1850s. So some of them were simply Liberal MPs carrying on under this new SDP Liberal Alliance banner. And Reform UK doesn't have that. You know, there were like, say, 12 Liberal MPs who were continuing, a few more who won as the SDP, altogether it's SDP Liberal Alliance. So that's why Reform United Kingdom is going to be significantly below that one. And that's why they find it very difficult to capture more seats. But they say, you know, they'll get two. That's my estimate. Now, what happens? Do they shrivel up and almost die after this or not? Now, where are we 5 years hence? So maybe the public services have improved a bit. Tax has gone up significantly. Some Labour voters are disillusioned that things haven't improved sufficiently. The economy could go either way. And there are various wild cards there. Is the Ukraine war going to continue? What's going to happen to oil prices? Just the world economic situation, another recession, credit crunch, or healthy growth, a boom? You know, that's a fool's errand to try and forecast 5 years out. But then the Liberal Democrats will do rather better. The Conservative Party, how they respond to it, is trying to win back by people who voted for Reform UK by being more right wing, or saying we have to win back these floating voters who tended towards Labour. But that's not, I don't think, I think that's probably the only answer for the Conservative Party. Another problem for Reform UK is their voters are older, maybe as much as Conservative voters. And the thing is, they are people who don't vote very often. The least educated people, the people on lowest incomes, are the least likely to vote. For example, if you've got no GCSEs, the chance you voted at a general election is something like 50%. If you've got a PhD, the chance you're going to vote at a general election is about 95%. Now, admittedly, people with no qualifications, that's partly age. When some elderly people left school in the 1950s, the great majority of people left school without any qualifications whatsoever, without O levels. We didn't have GCSEs till 1988. We had ordinary levels, O levels, throughout most of the United Kingdom. I know Scotland was different. I think that Reform UK, 5 years from now, they'll get several percent of the votes, maybe 8%. And again, it might seem insane to try and forecast 5 years ahead, but no seats. So it might still deprive the Conservatives of some votes. But looking back, the SDP Liberal Alliance, on to 1987, they still got quite a high percentage of the vote, a bit down from 25%, and they got roughly the same number of seats. But Labour had really seen them off. There was talk of them overtaking Labour as the second biggest party. Even in 1983, a few opinion polls showed the alliance ahead of Labour, and they'd just gone just ahead of Labour. They could have won like 100 seats. Or even cast your mind back to 2010, that election, when Labour was on, 28% of the vote, whereas the Liberal Democrats were on 23% of the vote, only 5 percentage points behind. And the Lib Dems actually lost seats, despite it being their best result in terms of share of the vote since the 1920s. But had they gone up, say, 2 percentage points, or Labour down 3 percentage points, and the Liberal Democrats are just ahead of Labour, that would have been 100 seats, or maybe even more, that they would have gained. I know one of the crucial points here is, wait a second, Reform UK are not behind the Conservatives, they're ahead of them. But yes, as I say, there's no proportionality. It's not a proportional system. It is a majority system, about, well, you should really say plurality, getting a plurality of votes in each constituency. And so it's all about where the votes are, not how many you've got. Winning a lot of constituencies narrowly, as the Conservatives did, gives you lots of MPs. And the problem for third parties in the United Kingdom is they usually narrowly miss out on a couple of hundred seats. You know, thinking of where was one of the most marginal seats in the United Kingdom, that was at Dumbarton, where the Liberal Democrat leader, Joe Swinton, lost a seat by only 57 votes. The Liberal Democrats couldn't we take seats from, say, Richmond Park in Kingston North, which we won by like 8,000, take 58 of those votes, put them into Dumbarton and win that seat? No, you can't do that. Or let's take a rock solid Labour seat in Liverpool. Lib Dems lost by miles, only got 1,000 votes. Take a few of those and put them in Dumbarton to boost Joe Swinton. No, you can't do that. So that's why I think the Reform UK, they will be a massive headache for the Conservative and Unionist Party. They'll be a bit of a spoiler, but they're not going to have a significant delegation in the next House of Commons at Westminster. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching my channel and listening to my punditry. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to me on PayPal. I urgently need donations to sustain the channel, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And you can hire me as a tour guide in London, Oxford, Windsor, Canterbury, anywhere in southeastern England. Right. Cheery bye-bye and toodaloo.